ahead, and Master Wallace D. Farah Muhammad, my so-called dad, then was behind this glass, and it was a thick glass, like gun, like bulletproof glass, and they were turning these gadgets in this machine in this whole room, all the way around, four sizes, four up and down, was every kind of machine with gadgets all over them that you can see. There's no way that you can see all, know all these machines.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
And I was trying to hear what they were saying, and they caught me listening to them, and I know they heard my thoughts. And so the man looked, and he's hunching with my so-called dad, and then the dad knows he hears us, he's listening to us, and he said, oh, he's just hard-headed, that's all. Just got a big skull.
Yes, sir.
They told him, say, what we want you to do now is take him back up there into Imola, Napa State Hospital, and check him out up there now. Take him and see if they can work with him up there, if he can let him work with him up there, the psychs up there. What he was doing was filling my head so I could not be taught nothing, busting it up anything so no one could teach me nothing. And they wanted to be sure that I was sealed up so that I couldn't even learn how to knock a round peg. I'd be trying to put a round peg in a square hole.
Yes, sir.
This is what he was doing.
Yes,
they had
sir.
To take me up there to Imola and Napa State Hospital to be sure that the seal was there.
Yes, sir.
That no one could teach me. Do you yes, understand
sir.
What I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
All this was broke down to me later on by Gabriel and by Master Wallace D. Farah Muhammad.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so I'm gonna lead that off of that. So you know how to take this and put it on to that particular tape. You have a pretty long tape, and this is a tape that just is also similar to the My history of my life.
Yes, sir.
The autobiography. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So all this knowledge you need to know so that you know something about me. So when somebody asks you anything about me, you're supposed to be able to talk. Shouldn't nobody down here know more about me than you, Sister Ansel Mama Sukha Levain, and Sister Ansel Mama Sukha Donna.
Yes, sir.
Anything that anybody has to ask me or they want to know about me, you're supposed to know it all.
Yes, sir.
Allah God and the person of Master Wallace D. Farah Muhammad is next to the Most High Black Mother is giving it to you.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So all praise due to Allah this life when Allah God and the person of Master Wallace D. Farah Muhammad went with me down to the temple in Richmond there when they said the Caucasian people should come into the temple, and he was with me in the form of a female. The only thing he's when he come in the form of a male, he's our nephew. When he come in the form of a female, when he's in his female appearance, he refers to himself as niece, Denise.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying? And nephew when he's in his male form.
Yes, sir.
I went down there and they ushered him over into the female part to sit. And then after the meeting, I seen the brother Ansel Muhammad sitting up there. And I told him, Ansel Muhammad, don't go down to the temple. He was sitting up there, a student minister in Richmond. Ansel Muhammad, so-called Henry Danny King.
Yes, sir.
And I told him, which is Henry King's so-called brother.
Yes,
one
sir.
That I used to see around there at the store, sitting over that building trying to clean up that house for his so-called mother.
Yes, sir.
He was a student minister, and I told him, could I speak to y'all after the meeting is over? And so they come down, the minister came down to speak to him, and I told him, say, I want you to know that Master Wallace D. Farah Muhammad has told me, Allah God, the President Master Wallace D. Farah Muhammad, that is next to the Most High Black Mama, told me to tell you that you are going astray. You are contaminating the Father's house.
Yes, sir.
And I kicked over the table.
Yes, sir.
And they came and said, who are you? You have so many different names. Aren't you the one that used to be so-and-so on the street teaching there? And he said, we all know you. You understand what I'm saying? And different things. He said, we don't want to bother with you. But there, that's when that temple ordered for my execution. They ordered the brothers to execute me. That's when they found Wardeen running around out here in the Bay Area with his head. And that night, and the wind blew his hat off his head. And the brothers were going, seeing him, and they found him, and was going to pick up his head. Don't pick up my hat. I don't need nobody to pick up my hat. I'm telling you things about Wardeen. Wardeen knows.
Yes, sir.
Because they know who I was. Boy, D said, we could take him out the box, then we can establish that point.
Yes, sir.
But he kept that to himself in his special type of truth. But that's when that temple closed for passing. That the brother that was supposed to kill me that was selling fish came to the house downstairs in the basement over there and was sounding like they were selling fish and trying to talk to me to get me to sit up for that particular thing. And then I began to blow. Allah God, the President of Master Brothers, D. Farah Muhammad began to blow through me and talk to me. They started crying. They got the hell out of the house and never even went back to the temple no more and went away where nobody knew where they went to.
Yes, sir.
But that temple closed down from then on.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
All praise is due to Allah God and the person of the Master Wallace D. Farah Muhammad, search for the message of the Most High Black Mama. So I'm not going to talk no more on that particular part. So this is something that you have to add with that other tape. And in the morning, well, just because the way they had us coming out tonight, you know, I might not get my full time out here. So that's why I'm cutting a little bit of it out. This is very important for us to understand. Isn't it true?
Yes, sir.
So all praise is due to Allah. You got to remember, I didn't know nothing about Islam when all this was transpiring.
Yes, sir.
But I had been blessed to travel on the astral plane through the Whitehead Manor, and it's been mathematically proven.
Yes, sir.
And powers of the mind and different things.
Yes, sir.
No, there are God in the prison of Master Wallace D. Farah Muhammad said, son of man, you know that thing that you used question. I guess you know that thing that you used to tell the people? They say, yeah, I have that against you, but that what you told the people that was a lie, I'm taking it and making it not to be a lie.
Yes.
Well, you used to tell them that you were God?
Yes, sir.
I have someone something against you for telling them that, but I have taken that and made it a reality now. You're him.
Yes, sir.
That's what allowed God in the prison of Master Bunch. People are not expected to put on black man said to that. And he had against the Son of Man. He had something against the Son of Man. Not only the thing of tolerating the woman Jezebel, but tolerating, you know, it wasn't talking about Master Water Steve for Rodman. I'm always mentioning the book on because I'm going to talk about me.
Yes, sir.
And he had taken that and had made it to become a reality.
Yes, sir.
It reminds me like he told the message once the time. He said, Master Water Steve for Rodman, I'm going to God in the prison of Master Water Steve for Rodman. I'm going to tell the message one time. He said, look, if you did make a mistake, no one would ever be able to prove it was a mistake or know it was a mistake because I would make it right.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Even though if some people are going to think that later that there could have been a better way to raise the American so-called Negro, but they're going to find out that it would not be no better way than the way that it is.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
All praise is due to Allah God, the prison of Master Wallace, Steve Sarabha, and the best for the mission of Missouri. I walked and talked with Allah God in the prison of Master Wallace, Steve Sarabha, and his messenger, the most honorable Elijah Muhammad, after he was supposed to be deceased.
Yes, sir.
And I showed them to other people.
Yes, sir.
Because I knew that whatever two people seen, it could not be a falsehood.
Yes, sir.
So I kept the people that had seen this and know this to be the truth and told them to keep it a secret to a time.
Yes, sir.
All praise is due to Allah God. That's why I know when I traveled outside, the journeyed outside this body, it was more than just me experiencing it. It was more people that seen it and know it.
Yes, sir.
Okay, but okay, so I'll put it through a lot. So, this is very important that you have that tape. Anything else you want to talk about, right quick?
Okay.
Go ahead.
I'm the person that's supposed to see Father Muhammad, the Master Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. I just wanted to. Anselm Muhammad, so called KK, says so she's getting a lot of strange calls from different brothers from various points.
Okay, you got the mirror here because, see, a number is being given out and it's being known, and brothers are moving to different areas and different locations.
All right, yes, sir.
And then so other brothers trying to figure out how to get in contact with each other, how to get this knowledge, so therefore they have a name. So you're going to get phone calls from all kind of places, and you're supposed to tell them, don't call me, give them the address and tell them to write.
All right, yes, sir.
They're trying to keep in contact because they want that knowledge to keep coming in, and by being a female, they'll contact a female more quicker than they will male.
All right, yes, sir.
The ear of corn.
Yes, sir.
So she's supposed to understand that those strange phone calls are cry out, Karen, you got to hear, that's the way it is when you got the truth.
Yes, sir.
Teaching somebody and them being moving, they don't know when they're going to move, and they move to a new location. They don't have nobody, but they can remember a phone number, and they dial that phone number so that they can get hooked up again.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I got in person, I supposed to be part of my own message, my son of Elijah Muhammad, security on top of security. She said, brother in San Quentin, and she was wondering if there were any there, and different things of this aspect.
Everywhere.
Yes, sir. We know this, but security on
top. Count on this, so therefore, to her, is shaking it.
Yes, sir.
And I'll
curious, sir.
Yes, sir. All I got in front of my swastika fire mom and messenger most out of Elijah mom, and she said that she did what the brother requested her to do, said nobody is to call there or something to that degree.
But see, they're reaching out because they're hemmed into a place where they don't know where to get in contact with nobody.
All right, yes, sir.
So the only person they know is they remember the phone number that he had given, so they called to there. And he's supposed to tell them. Okay, you heard him say it's time for me to go back to the single cell, all right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I'll call you tomorrow.
Yes, sir.
Okay? All right. Mr. Willoughby, I've got the president of the Master Watch, I'm the Master we'll continue with this lesson again tomorrow.
Yes, sir.
I love all of you, and I love the righteous people, and I understand the other, and I don't have no hate. This truth is for anybody, no matter what race, creed, or color that they are, insect, whatever, can make you apprehended.
Sir?
Yeah?
I just want to ask about driving back and forth to the mosque with no other licensed driver.
I'm going
to
tell you something about that tomorrow, okay?
All right, yes, sir.
Yes, ma'am. Sit down on the hoop.
Sit down on the hoop, sir.
Upon speaking with Master J, date being January 27th, 1994, Sajada
Lahu. Allah God, who came in the prison of the Master, what is the Rab Muhammad in the name of the last great sponsor, the most honorable Elijah Muhammad, in the most holy name of Muhammad, Sajada Lahu, and Assalamu alaikum to the degree of the Creator's master plan in the year of our Lord of hosts, Master Wallace Steve Rab Muhammad, and the messenger of the most honorable Elijah Muhammad, the most in January 1994.
Sajada Abdullah, who and Walaikum Salam to the degree of the Creator's Master Plan of the Year of Our Lord and Host of January 28th, 1994.
Okay, another thing that I was going to bring up and I was going to say here, you know when we was talking about the sisters visiting the brothers in between the floors?
Yes, sir.
I don't think they should do that.
Okay, yes, sir.
You know, because we offset the balance. They're not where they, you know, some of the brothers haven't really been orientated, and we wouldn't want to upset some of the brothers, maybe like Sister and some of the so-called Monique Bridges and some other brothers, you know, because they seem to been get confused a little bit about these sisters thing.
Yes, sir.
And so that would cause the chaos.
Yes, sir.
But as far as Sister and some of the so-called Cynthia and Sister Ansel Muhammad so-called Erica would be able to come together to visit Brother Ansel Muhammad so-called Scotty and Brother Ansel Muhammad so-called Cato.
Yes, sir.
But as far as them going to visit someone else single, or any of the sisters going to visit anybody else single, no, that won't fit their head right.
Yes,
sir.
Did you hear what I just said?
To the degree.
I could hear you.
The end of it, sir.
Oh, yeah, what I was saying, where I made the statement the other day about the sisters, about the sisters being able to visit the brothers in between the floors.
Yes, sir.
Well, I thought a little bit better. Allah God in the prison of Master Wallace, Allah Muhammad, the Master of Most Honorable God, Muhammad had me go over that in my mind a little bit better, because that would not be a sufficient thing, because single division like that, we don't know the mentality of the complete mentality of the different brothers, because they already went through a rhythm marks about sisters and stuff.
Yes,
sir. And Allah God in the person of Master Wallace, Fire Muhammad, the Messenger of Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, had myself and Sal Muhammad, so-called Lorraine, go. This went through our heads also, although we didn't discuss it until just now, as you're bringing it up, sir. But also in the different things in seeing the sisters, myself and Sal Muhammad, so-called Chantel, no, sir.
Yeah,
because
I walked all night on that one.
Yes,
yes
sir.
And then if I got in the prison, Master Wallace, maybe come up to you. That's why on certain things you hold until the next day.
Yes,
don't go off on that.
Yes, sir.
So therefore, you know, they're like, but I did make the statement like, Brother Anselm and so-called Scott and Brother Anselm and so-called Cato.
Yes, sir.
That Sister Anselm and so-called Cynthia and Sister Anselm and so-called Erica can visit them.
Yes, sir.
You know, because they are the matured mind a little bit better than the others.
Yes, sir.
Now, as far as any sister's going to visit, like Brother Anselm and so-called Charles and Brother Anselm and so-called Larry Wilkes.
Yes, sir.
That would have to be something like y'all.
Yes, sir.
It couldn't be none of the other peoples.
Yes, sir.
Can you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So all praise is due to Allah God in the prison of the Master Wallace Thief Allah Muhammad. And another thing that Allah God in the prison of the Master Wallace Thief Allah Muhammad, when yesterday on the Allah God in the prison of the Master Wallace Thief Allah Muhammad, last night, when Allah God in the prison of the Master Wallace Thief Allah Muhammad had me talking about when I went out there, you know, was talking to him when I was talking to, what part was it? Something where I told you that they when I was falling, here's what had transpired.
All right.
I remembered, they caused me to remember that I was pumping the swing and I fell.
Yes, sir.
And I seen myself falling, I was falling from the swing because my grip had let go. If it popped, I went too high and my head was just freaking to touch a rock.
Yes, sir.
Which would have most likely resulted in my death.
Yes, sir.
When these hands grabbed me.
Yes, sir.
And from that moment, I didn't remember all that. I remember the thing that I did remember was falling, losing grip of the thing. The next thing I remember, I was standing in front of the house, the apartment where, you know, on Carl Road, the Vickery apartments, and my so-called mom, they would tell me, get in this house. What you doing out there? You wasn't down there where that fire was or nothing, were you?
Yes, sir.
Running me in the house. But now when it was caused to come back to my memory, after the spring being then brought it back to my memory and stuff, because I used to ask my so-called mother about that all the time. What happened about that? I always thought it was an airplane that had crashed.
Yes, sir.
They know it was some kind of fire or something that transpired down there and different things. But anyway, all things that the fact they had asked me, you ain't did nothing, did you? No, I'm sorry. What all that fire, all them sirens is about.
Yes.
And different things. But what it was the light of the craft made it look as if everything was lit up and on fire.
Yes, sir.
Now, when I said that they had said that this is the child of that person that Mr. so-called Lewis Brown, that Master Wallace D. Farad Muhammad was told them about, well, I have to stress that he didn't say Master Wallace D. Farad Muhammad. They said Master.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
They didn't say Farad Muhammad. That came in later. Can you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So on that tape, when I said that they said Master Wallace Thief Farad Muhammad, they didn't say Master Wallace Thief Farad Muhammad. They just said the Master.
Yes,